Welcome to the Hope Athletics Orange and Blue podcast. My name is Alan Babbitt, Sports Information Director here at Hope College. It's my thrill each summer to bring you stories of hope as we talk to different Hope student athletes, coaches, and staff and bring their stories of hope to you. I love to listen to and hear how Hope College and Hope College Athletics have been a place for academic success, competitive excellence, and transformational experiences.
So we have two shining examples of that here with me today. Annie Lockett from the Hope College volleyball team and Keegan DeKuyper from the Hope College men's soccer team. Welcome to the Orange and Blue podcast, Annie and Keegan.
Thank you. Thank you.
The reason that I wanted to speak with you both, and I'm really excited about this because both of you received during our Hopi ceremony last April, which I find of all the great awards, and there's a ton that we do at the Hopis each year, but I really find enriching is the Anchor Awards. And these are special because this is not so much about, you know, what you're doing, you know, on the field or your athletic success, but it's more of what you're doing behind the scenes and being a leader in a situation that you don't always, aren't always of your choosing, but you make the most of it and just be something that has a great impact on your teammates and your team as a whole. And both Keegan and Annie were the recipients of this year's Hopi Award. I'll read here a little bit and then I'll talk to each one about them. For Keegan, Coach Blahnik, David Blahnik of the men's soccer teams described his goalkeeper as vital to the Flying Dutchman because he's the ultimate teammate. Whether he's the star of the game or injured on the sideline, you can always count on him to be a servant leader to his teammates and coaches to help in whatever way possible. Of course, Annie from the volleyball team, which made a memorable run, finished national runner-up last season. And unfortunately for her, she had to watch from the sidelines as an injury kept her off the court. But Coach Becky Schmidt was just so proud of how Annie lived out every day despite not being able to play. And she said, Annie is a selfless leader who was able to impact the team despite not having one stat this year, and her willingness to put the team first, celebrate her teammates, and bring wisdom and perspective to the team was inspiring. I'll start with you, Keegan. What did that to be nominated and then to be chosen the recipient of the Anchor Award mean to you?
So, like, I don't know the other nominees well, but from reading their own descriptions and just from what I've heard about them previously, like, I know that they're all great dudes. They're all great leaders for their respective teams. And so to be nominated alongside guys of their caliber was such an honor. And even more to win the honor, to know that my athletic peers think of me that way, even more of an honor.
For you, Annie, what did being nominated and then chosen mean to you?
I think similar to what Keegan said, just when I saw the group of girls that it was up against, first I was like, there's no way like I would win this because it's just amazing people, amazing student athletes. And that just shows like the culture of Hope and the culture of Hope Athletics. And then when I won, I was just so thankful I remember when I got hurt, like I instantly changed my perspective on like the season. I'm like, I can't have an impact on the court, so I may as well like turn my focus to my teammates, to other people, and see what, and like, I knew that would pay off no matter what, and I didn't expect it in this way, but that was a tangible way of seeing like all the work that I did for my teammates pay off. So it was just a huge honor, and I was very thankful for that award.
Keegan, when it comes to, you know, this honor and helping your soccer team, how did you try to identify what your team needed at the moment? Day-to-day, practice, the game, or, you know, some of the other activities to do. What did you zero in on to try to be such a servant leader for your team?
So, like Annie, I was also injured early in my season. The first home game, actually, I got injured. And also, like Annie, I recognized that I didn't have an option leading on the field. And so then, yes, I turned my leadership to the sideline and to the practice field, where yes, I won't be able to lead from the goal or anything, but I can get guys waters, I can pick up cones after practice or after warmups. I can be vocal and encouraging, loving, supporting, you know, during practice, during games, whatever. And so I just, after I got injured, I just had to have a little talk with myself, like, Keegan, you need to be the best teammate possible, because you can't be it on the field, so you got to be it on the sideline.
How rewarding was it for you, Keegan, to have that after you have just the low of, I can't play this season? You know, you put so much work into a season, and then, I mean, I'm guessing you had to deal with some times of feeling down on yourself that would be perfectly understandable, but then being able to pivot and not let that get in the way of what you were trying to do to support your team. How hard was it?
So going from, you know, starting the second half of my sophomore season to not playing a minute in my junior season, like, yeah, it was super tough, but God just has a way of changing your heart, changing your mindset, when you want to serve him and you want to be like Jesus. And like, after the season, I was happy with how it went. And as crazy as it sounds, like, I wouldn't change a thing because of what I learned, because of the example I was on my team, because of how I got to love my teammates, love my coaches. Like, yeah, I wouldn't change it.
For you, Annie, you and I talked out in California during the, you know, Elite Eight National Semifinals and run the championship game. So I know a little bit more, having talked to you already, but I was curious for you, like, you go from that, you go injury, and then maybe you're coming back, and then you unfortunately have a setback. You had ebbs and flows too. How did being a leader help manage those natural feelings of disappointment and frustration that, you know, can be consuming if they're not kept in check?
I think one, just being surrounded by a team is so helpful. Like, you have built-in people who, you know, will support you and love you through that. So being able to lean on them helps so much. And also, I think the biggest thing that I realized through this injury, because at first I was like, oh, I'll just be out for 6 weeks, get back. And then as soon as I like dove deeper into it, got an MRI, it's like, you need a complete ankle reconstruction. But as soon as you just take the focus off yourself, like, if I were to sit at practice on the box and be like, oh, poor me, I can't play, like, you will just go down a rabbit hole of just feeling sorry for yourself, feeling sad, feeling depressed, which obviously you'll feel those feelings. But as soon as you like acknowledge them, like, yes, this sucks, this is hard, how am I going to change this? And how am I going to see the good in this? Because ultimately, like, we serve a God who turns these poor things into good things. And he does that through people. And as soon as I just focused on people, it was just amazing the blessings that came from that, just from having conversations with teammates or friends that I would never have if I wasn't hurt, just because you have that mental capacity when you're so focused on your sport. It's like, okay, I got to eat right, get to bed, do all my homework so I can play my best. But when you're hurt, you kind of just, you can hang around practice and talk to the person that needs a listening ear, and you can go get coffee with someone who just like needs a friend. And that was just such a blessing, because people just, when you just focus on people, it just takes all the pressure off yourself, and then letting them into what's hard and what you're going through allows them to just be there for you. And I mean, I couldn't have done it without my teammates, because they were just such a solid support system through the season. So it was great.
Have you ever experienced an adversity like this? And I use the word adversity, that's a pretty broad. I mean, there's real adversity, and as we all know, there's athletic adversity, which is, you know, obviously serious, but not as serious as some others. But did you have anything that prepared you for this, or were you just, I got to learn and trust and faith?
I mean, there's definitely been hard things that I've gone through in life, but nothing that's like set me out from my sport. And volleyball is always a place it's like, okay, like, these 2 hours are where I can like just get away from anything. So it was just a different type of adversity that I never like had to go through, because I'm such an active person. So like, when life gets hard, I'm like, oh, I'll go for a run, or I'll go do something. And it was like, okay, I'll go sit on my couch. And it's just like tough, but it was just different.
Keegan, obviously it helps a long way. One of the great benefits of athletics is you get to meet different people and see some mentors and some role models. And there's, you know, family, of course, too. But are there some leaders that helped give you an example of what good servant leadership is?
So I'm the oldest of five. I have four younger brothers. So I kind of was naturally put into that oldest brother leadership situation. So even though I don't do the best at all times, like, I feel like that's prepared me well. Just looking at examples of like fellow team, like teammates, like Daniel Hasselbein, Cole Pauley, like learning from them, watching how they interact with teammates, just looking at past coaches, past captains that I've had, trying to take good leadership characteristics from them, and stay away from bad leadership characteristics for sure. And then like my mom's three brothers and her parents are all missionaries in third world countries. And so they've been, as I've grown up, I've been able to watch them, hear stories, see pictures of just examples of servant leadership that they are, and just serving those who are way less fortunate than us. Like, they truly like love people and have a heart to serve, just like, you know, Jesus did.
For you, Annie, who are some of those that inspired you to, when it came to leadership and were role models?
Someone who I've looked up to my whole life was my older brother, Ted, who graduated in, oh goodness, 2023. So not this past year, the year before. And he just did such a good job. Like, I remember just, I would always talk to him about, like, he was always in leadership positions growing up, and he just cared so much about people, but it was all behind the scenes. Like, you would not think of him as like, oh, maybe he's the strongest leader, but the relationships that he built and the way that he loved and cared for people was just amazing. And it was something that I always wanted to strive towards. And I think something that's so special about him was nothing was for like the people to see. Like, he was just very intentional about always doing the right thing, always loving people, and just loving people just like Jesus, and is a sacrificial type of love. And he would do whatever it would take to like bring a person in, and keep the team together. So that was just someone who I've looked up to my whole life. And then there's been coaches who have been good examples of leaders playing in high school, and some that have been bad. And it's just so cool to like be able to learn. I think athletics is so special because each year you're on a slightly different team with different players, different coaches, and just getting to be able to learn from everyone you've played with and been coached by is a very special opportunity.
Dive in a little bit with your, both of your athletic stories. Okay. Again, I'll start with you, the game of soccer. When did you first started playing it? And then when did it become like, okay, this is a game and I want to try to pursue it and see how far that I could take it, you know, into college?
Ooh, started playing soccer 5, 6, as I feel like most kids do, like parents kind of shove you into rec soccer. But then, yeah, I continue to play until now. And even in high school, like, I was just in the mindset, like, yeah, it would be cool to play soccer in college, but it was never a, okay, I need to play soccer in college. And just the way that things worked out, I was at a Hope College soccer ID camp, and Coach Brandt was there and liked me and recruited me, and here I am.
For you, Annie, when did volleyball, when did you first start playing, and when did it become a game that you knew you could take to a very high level after high school?
I actually started playing volleyball pretty late, like 8th grade, which most people these days start playing volleyball when they're like 4 and can barely touch ball. But if anyone asked me when I was little what my favorite sport was, I said volleyball, and my parents were always confused because I'd never played. And then as soon as I started playing, I just loved it and started to take it pretty seriously. And it was kind of fun to be the underdog, because I'd get on every team and these girls have been playing for 5, 6 years, and it was my second. And it was just amazing to be in that situation because it just pushed me to work harder and harder and harder. And then I think it was freshman year of high school, I was like, this is something I want to do in college. And I started to just work my butt off, and realized like it was something I probably could do. And then I committed to Eastern Michigan, played there a year, realized that the most important thing in my life isn't volleyball. There's so many more things, and transferred to Hope, which has been, I mean, the biggest blessing and the most amazing experience ever. And I still get to play volleyball at a high level, which is everything that I could ask for.
and Keegan, you're a goalkeeper. That position itself draws some leadership responsibilities because you're everything's in front of you. You're communicating, whether defense or midfielder or everything to go together. How did the position of goalkeeper help form you as a leader?
So if I remember right, so one of my brothers is 8 months younger than me. And so we were always playing soccer together, and he used to be a goalie and I used to be a field player. And there was this one game where he got hit in the face and he never wanted to play goalie again. And I volunteered myself, like, yeah, I'll play. And I've loved it ever since. So kind of being thrown into that, like, I had to figure it out pretty quick, like, because I mean, you're not the every other player running around using your feet, like you're using your hands, diving around, stuff like that. But just progressing into like a high level of soccer, like learning how to communicate, how to position your body, and just seeing the important things to communicate to your teammates, because as a goalie, you can see the whole field. So like you are an integral part in your team's success, especially defensively. But yeah, just over the years, just learning from mistakes, learning from coaches. Yeah.
And for you, Annie, obviously volleyball is, compared to soccer, so much more of a compact sport. And even, you know, in terms of pace, can be a little bit faster in that sense. So communication, timeliness of it, probably as much as, you know, anything. But what did the position you play, you know, as a hitter, how did that form your, you know, leadership qualities?
I think it's hard in volleyball because it's so up and down and it's a game of mistakes. So in order to score a point, someone has to make a mistake. And I think just being a steady person on the court, which takes, I don't know, it's not easy. And there's times that I get frustrated, but it's, I don't know. I've just had to learn like my emotions don't, or like how I feel shouldn't dictate like how I act to my teammates or respond, and just trying to be like a calm, cool, collected person on the court. So it's like, if I make a mistake, I'll give myself a second, think about it, and then just be done. And that's just allowed me then to just not dwell on like, oh shoot, what am I doing? How can I play better? How can I do this, this, and this? And just turn it to my teammates. Cause again, like you feel so much more free when you're not focused on how you're going to perform, instead of just like being the biggest fan and the biggest cheerleader for the five other girls on the team. Will just take the focus off yourself and allow you to feel free. And I think that's something I learned. There was a girl who I played with in high school, and she was just the steadiest. I mean, you would never know if she made a mistake. You never know if she like won the game winning point, because she was just steady. And she was the easiest person to be around, because she's calmed everyone else down. So that's always been someone I looked up to. It's like, okay, just be a steady person and feed into your teammates, and it's not all about you.
For you, Keegan, with your major of exercise science, what are you hoping to do with that? And maybe take some of the leadership lessons you've learned here at Hope into your career once you're done playing soccer and graduate from Hope.
Mm-hmm. So I'm, exercise science major, and I'm also taking extra classes to eventually go to grad school to become a physician's assistant. And like working in healthcare, like I feel like it is my job to be an example of what health looks like. And so continuing to exercise, continuing to eat a healthy diet, you know, being a representation of good health, like just like being an example of hard work, of love, of support on your team. And even like in healthcare, you're working with a team, and just being able to communicate with your team, communicate with your patients, super important.
And then also, Keegan, your time at Hope, whether on the soccer field, in classes, labs, everything that is involved with the Hope experience, how has your time at Hope College helped prepare you for what's next in your life and your calling?
It's helped me to rely on people. I feel like, just growing up, I was very independent, and like, yes, I had great friends, but I never was really vulnerable or needed to rely on people. But when I got to college, when I realized the struggles of like academics, athletics, like it really allowed me to lean into people who love me and care for me and support me. And I hope that that continues like into my career and into my, you know, future family, like that I will be around people who love and support me and that I can be vulnerable with. And yeah.
And then for you, Annie, business major, how do you hope to apply the lessons you have been learning and will learn this upcoming season into your career post volleyball and post college?
I think similar to what Keegan said, just the importance of community and the importance of relationships. And I think it's, I don't know, sometimes I think about working when I'm done with school and I'm like, there's no way I'm going to have that sense of community, but there's still people around you, and just being able to like love those people, support those people, and just seeking that out. And I think that hope has just taught me how important it is to find good community. And then when it is, like when you have it, like don't take it for granted. And I think that's something like, it's so easy to do at Hope because you're surrounded by just, I mean, you walk in like through campus and there's just amazing people everywhere you look. And it's something just to really lose sight of, but we're in such a great place, and it's something that I'm definitely not going to take for granted this year. And just really work hard to find that when I work in the real world and my job. So
with Hope College, athletics aside, what are some of the other areas that the college has touched you and shaped you?
I think campus ministry probably has been the most impactful thing outside of athletics. And it's cool because we have a chaplain of athletics, and so you're around other athletes, and that's just such a great way to build community because it's nice to know sometimes you can just feel like isolated in what you're going through. On a team, and it's so cool to be able to just sit in a room with other athletes and hear similar struggles and be able to support each other, whether that's just at a game or if someone's going through a really hard thing in their life, like everyone can just come around them and support them. So that's been a huge impact in my life.
And Keegan, I want to ask you about, you know, you might have listened to this podcast, somebody who's either a high school senior or maybe just starting a teammate starting the year at Hope. As a freshman coming in, what advice would you give to them of how to start to become a good servant leader?
Ooh, that's a really good question. I would hope that the culture on their team is a culture where you can feel comfortable to lean on teammates, whether that's teammates in your grade, upperclassmen. Like I would hope that just what Hope College stands for, that upperclassmen will be able to reach out or to be someone to lean on. And so I would tell them to like reach out and learn from your teammates. Like, you know, don't be afraid to ask questions because everyone's been a freshman. Everyone's had to figure it out, both in athletics, academics, campus life, etc. And so just take advantage of, yes, the relationships you have right now, your teammates, your friends, professors even.
And for you, Annie, what would you say to someone that's just starting?
That's so hard. I would just encourage them to just use your resources of what's around you. If you admire, this took me a long time to like learn, but if you admire someone or something about someone, whether it's the way that they lead or it's the way that they play or something, just ask them. And like 99% of the time, like people just love to help you. And then also in terms of being a servant leader, like I think our best example is Jesus, and dig into your Bible. See how he leads. How does he react when people mistreat him? How does he react? And when he's like, just in different scenarios. And I think it's cool to study the Bible in a way of like, how is Jesus a leader? Not just like, how does this apply to my life? And I think that's what we're called to do, is to live like Jesus and just being able to follow his example in the way that he leads is just a super, I mean, it teaches you so much and it allows you just so much grace to love people and just walk alongside them.
Obviously, summer is flying by, but it won't be too long before those first games of the year come up for Keegan, you Flying Dutchman open at home on August 30th, 7 o'clock against Lake Forest College, two games that weekend, and then Labor Day weekend that Saturday night, the Laterno University out of Texas. For you, Keegan, how will you take what you learned this past year as far as leadership into this upcoming season for the Flying Dutchman?
I'm going into the season with the same goal, to be the best teammate I can. And fortunately, like, I'm feeling good. Like, I'm playing soccer, and regardless if I'm leading from the field or if I'm stuck on the sideline again, like, my objective is to be the best teammate possible, to love, to encourage, to be an example. And that's what I'm going to do.
And then for you, Annie, obviously you guys open up Labor Day weekend as well, St. Paul, Minnesota, some really good teams, University of Northwestern, Minnesota, Washington University in St. Louis, and Coe College. And we'll wait a couple weeks, but there are a lot of home matches for the Flying Dutch this season as well. How are you going to apply and approach leadership this season when you're back on in action as well?
I think exactly what Keegan said is to not lose sight of just the importance of being a good teammate and the importance of being like a good sister and a good friend to all these girls that are on my team. And obviously we have huge goals for this season, and I personally have huge goals for the season, but those just trump any goal that I could have physically or stats wise. And just going in with that mindset of, I have 19 or 20 other people that I get to love and encourage every day. And just staying focused on that and knowing that I'll work my hardest, I'll put in all the work that I need to, and that will come. But these relationships are ones that are going to last a lifetime.
Well, it has been a blast talking with our Anchor Award recipients. And you just Google Hope College Hopies if you want to learn a little bit more about the Anchor Award and look at the great nominees, including these two. It's really a good enriching experience, and we're looking forward. The days are getting closer till we get to see Hope Athletics back in action, which is always exciting time. And thank you both, Keegan and Annie, for joining us on the Hope Athletics Orange and Blue podcast, and good luck and enjoy the rest of the summer.
Thank you.
Thank you.